Organized labor yesterday staged demonstrations across the country to impress on government to reduce utility tariffs and withdraw the petroleum levy. Such strikes and demonstrations come with a cost. Radio Ghana finds out from a labor and conflict resolution expert, Austin Gamme, the cost of the demonstration to the nation. He described the cost as huge.
Ghana is going through a transition to become a full-fledged democratic nation. We are not yet there. Many nations we are trying to catch up with are over 100 years, 200 years old. We are just about 58 years. So it will take time for us to reach where we are. Even though we pride ourselves about sovereignty and democracy, I don't think we have reached one quarter of what it takes to be talking about democracy in the true sense of it. So we have to bear with one another, and it takes courage to do that. The second point of call is that we have to live with all these kind of democratic tenets that we have procured for ourselves, such as freedom to do whatsoever you wish to do, of course, within the confines of the law, such as notifying police and going on to demonstrate. But the cost of doing this thing is what we have to be analyzing before we take the step. If it's ordinarily a particular thing, I will not even want to talk about it, because then that is partisan politics. But when it is not a partisan politics, but a trade union or pressure group wanting to exert its authority on another body, then it gives cause for concern in this competitive world today. Because Ghana is not an island, and we are living in a community of nations. We are competing on the same scale with them, and therefore, anything we want to do, we have to count the cost on paper before we actualize it. And perhaps we are not counting it well. Even though we have the freedom to do whatsoever we want to do, we have to count the cost of our actions at the end of the day. That, unfortunately, we are unable to do fully well, and that's what is accounting for some of these tasks. But otherwise, demonstration by our constitution, by our laws, by our practice is a freedom. You are free to do it, and there must be the cost as well.
How would you quantify that cost from yesterday's demonstration?
It's huge. Once you leave your place of work, work stops. And if there are people doing the job, they will not do it to the level if you were there to contribute to it. And if we see the number of people who left their offices yesterday to go and join the ranks to demonstrate, which they legitimately deserve to do, it can be costed. And if it's one city multiplied by 8 hours, multiplied by the number of people who participated throughout the country, that is how we must cost it. And then we'll know what it is. And other related costs, such as not satisfying your customers, and therefore they will have to decide next time where to put their money. And also people who have invested in this economy, and they should not be victims of such circumstances. They will have to decide whether to continue to stay here or give themselves time to know where to fold onto. So these are the kind of things we must cost. And by the time you finish costing it, you would have realized what it is yourself.
He also touched on how Ghana can avoid strikes and demonstrations in the future, because in many countries, demonstrations and strikes are things of the past.
Our academic institutions and also various other professional bodies that are supposed to be training and developing the skills of people have a mountain to climb. We are not doing properly at all, because our professional bodies are on strike. Even though it's a right, I don't know how they count the cost of the strike. So in many countries today, a strike is a thing of the past. They don't visit it on themselves at all. They try to talk. So the solution is engaging in a dialogue, in negotiating in an interest-based approach. You don't negotiate based on positional or adversarial, which as the case is in Ghana today. We need to change the structure of our learning. We need to change the structure of our understanding. We need to change the structure of how we engage ourselves. That is the bottom line. And it is courage to do that, not incorrigible people that would not like to sit and engage. Because if you don't talk based on principles, there will be no solution. And therefore, you continue to be in the whirlpool. You go around and come and meet the situation again as we find ourselves in now.